This is RSB and the Update, episode 169, recorded Thursday, September 11th, 2008. The Granite Explosion. Hello, everybody. This is RSB and the Update. I'm here with Brad this week.
As you are most weeks.
Yes. So, it is currently 1:59 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time and 8:59 p.m. British Summer Time, BST.
I was really hoping it would change over as you were talking so I could go, ha, no, it's not. It's 9 o'clock. But it didn't happen.
Yes. Anyway, so we're here to enlighten you and describe this week's RuneScape updates and a nice little fun orb update to you guys as well. So let's get going. You want to do fun orb first?
Yeah, sure. Fun orb. Let's do fun orb like we did before the show.
This is not fun orb update, by the way. But Fun Orb has a new game called Pool.
It's glitchy, buggy, and totally fluky.
It's
don't
not.
Play it.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Any game that Shane can beat me at is either fluky, buggy, or a Star Trek game.
Why?
Because I'm better than you.
No. Anyway.
Shane beat me at Pool twice. That's not funny.
It is, actually.
No, it's not.
Anyways, basically it's Pool as you could expect. You can do 8-ball or 9-ball version. So take your pick, change the banner and those kind of things. And it has all the basic simple rules. And yeah, I kind of beat Brad with some fluky shots, apparently.
Well, the thing was, Shane had no balls left and he just had to put the black. And I had 3 balls left. And I managed to take down 3 balls in 2 shots. And then Shane got the flukiest shot ever on the black. I should have won that game. That would have been the comeback of the century.
What happened with that, with my black ball that time?
Well, you went to hit it into one pocket, into the middle pocket, but it actually hit the corner and it bounced back and it hit one of the back left pockets. It went right across the table. It was so fluky.
Anyway,
whereas my shot where I got 2 balls in 1 go, that was complete and utter skill.
Yeah, right.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I got beaten by Alex and Chief Snake last night.
It's a fun game, but the camera angles slightly annoy me. It's not easy to move, and you're sort of restricted as to where you can. The camera angles aren't great.
You know, you can press space, right, to get a top down view.
Yeah, but it's still not great.
I find that trying to move the mouse, like, lags a bit, but oh well. Yeah, Pool is fun. Brad and I enjoyed that. I think that's going to become our weekly pastime before the show, play a game.
Well, so I'm really pissed off at you and come on the show full of pent-up aggression. That's a good idea.
How's your dad after that bike ride?
Yeah, he's fine. He was really tired the other day when he came home from work. It was funny. It was like he'd been, like, doing crack all day or something. I think that's what he does. He just goes to a dark alley and does intravenous drugs.
Okay, more about that later. The Clan Wars update. So what do you think? Were you able to pull anything up on what the general population feels about this?
No, but I can't see why, you know, they would...
Excuse me?
I can't see why they wouldn't like it. Why they have anything other than good things to say about it, because it's one step closer to... Well, it's not restoring the wilderness, but it's more player versus player options.
Okay. One thing they did add was a free-for-all portal, so you can just jump into them if you want to get going. They have a safe one and a dangerous one, so that's interesting.
So safe is where you keep items.
Right.
Dangerous is where you lose them.
Exactly. And then also, speaking of that, there's more options that go along with that, basically being that You can change the victory options. For instance, knockout arena will be closed as soon as the battles begin, and new players may not enter. Existing players may not return when they die. Battle ends when one team has defeated all the others. Kill count arena is open, so additional players may enter at any time during the battle. Battle ends when one team's kill count reaches the value decided. The values range from 25 to 10,000.
10,000. Wow.
I know. That could go on for a long time because you can only have 100 people in a channel at a time. So, most kills at the end. Arena is open, so additional players may enter at any time during the battle. Battle ends when the time limit is reached, at which time the team with the highest kill count is declared victorious.
It's okay. It's
Stragglers. Ignore 5 is an option. You prefer not to spend time hunting down the last handful of opponents who may have an awful lot of run energy and the fear of death. You can set the war to end when it only has 5 members left. And then there's kill them all, as they call it. I quote, truly dominating victory in which every last member of the opposing clan has to be killed. And for time limits, basically, you can choose a time between 5 minutes and 8 hours. Wow. Could you imagine doing a clan battle for 8 hours?
No, but I remember reading back in the old days before Jagex were in the wilderness that some of the bigger clans used to fight for, 10, 12 hours, just
really?
dying, returning. For 12 hours.
Like a waste of time.
Yeah, and rune sets and food and potions. Waste of everything, really, but, some people like banging their heads against walls.
Anyways, yes. And then, once a time limit is reached, it will determine it based on the victory mode, so, that you set before. Then, of course, there's the option to keep or lose your items, so that's good. Then there's combat rules. You can enable melee, magic, and what's interesting is you can set magic to have all spells on, standard spellbook only, and bind, snare, and tangle only.
Can you prevent people from using ancients then?
Yes. So, if you set all spells, it would enable everything, but if you just wanted standard, you can just go with the standard spellbook, and no ancients allowed.
At least you have a lot of control over it. That's good.
Yeah. Ranged. You can range prayer, summoning, food, potions. Obviously, you can enable or disable as you please. And finally, you can set the type of arena you'll fight in. Some arenas may have certain advantages for certain combat styles, so if you had idea to check out which one you want. Now, I'm not exactly sure on what these arenas are. I can't find anything about them. Do you have any ideas?
No.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the rest of these arenas are, but I'll try and find out by the time it's to put them in the notes. Because there's nothing on the wiki about it, but anyways. Yeah, so Clan Wars, rating?
I'll give it a 3.
I'll go a 4, actually. Because it's very dynamic now, more so compared to how it was before, so let's just go with that. Moving on to some other things. Bob Barter can now combine your potions into their 4-dose varieties. Did you read this?
Yes, I did actually see that. That seems like that'll, as you said to me on the day it came out, that'll effectively kill the market for 3-dose potions.
Yep.
Since now it's extremely easy to get 4-dose.
Yeah, but really in the past, 3-dose potions never sold easily. I know from experience that...
So now they'll pretty much never sell.
Yeah, exactly. But now there's really no worry about it because you can combine them easily. Because before, the only 3-dose potions that would sell would be supersets back in the day, prayer potions sometimes, and antifires if there is something, lots of Slayer going on or something along the lines of that. But otherwise, 4-dose potions were the way to go. So that's interesting. What else have we got? Oh yeah, you can now use a chisel on the larger pieces of granite. Isn't that interesting?
Why is it interesting? Seems fairly boring to me.
Well, no, it is interesting because for instance, like the granite 5-kilogram block, you can use a chisel on it and break it up into smaller ones. And you use the 500-gram granite pieces for summoning granite lobsters. And you can also break up the 2-kilogram ones. So now those actually have a purpose rather than being dropped. And just to give you some numbers here, the 5-kilogram chunk of granite is now at market price $10.2K, whereas before it was only like 7 GP. So in the past 7 days, it's gone up 101,600%.
Okay.
Yeah, so over 100,000% increase. And then the last 30 days, 169,400% increase.
Not bad.
So if
not
you were
bad
if you were,
at
if,
all.
If you were hoarding chunks of granite, you're rich now. But I don't know if anybody did, you know. But anyways,
it's a shame nobody has the view of foresight.
Yes.
You know, then we could see these things. Like, you know, today, for example, I was just going through my bank and I saw Seradomin page 1 and Seradomin page 3. And when I played regularly, which was probably about a year ago now, actually probably longer, maybe 2 years, maybe even 3 years. Nah, 2 years. Their pages used to go for like 60 to 80K each. So I put these two on the Grand Exchange and for two pages I managed to get 530 gold. It's like 530,000. It's like, what the hell? The Grand Exchange seems to have seriously warped a lot of the prices. Like, I've got a friend who came back to RuneScape recently after a long layoff, much like me, and he had a Ranger set, and he managed to sell it for like 5 million when he bought it for like 500k. It's crazy. You know, old players who've just come back or come back recently who, you know, had a lot of old items could probably make a fair bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's their plan. Get you guys rich so you start playing again.
Possibly. Well, it's, oh, no, look, the price of Seradomin pages has increased, you know, 100-250%. I will return to the game. No. It's going to happen, is it?
I sold 4 pairs of dragon boots yesterday for 250k each.
So that'll keep your farming habit going for another couple of weeks, will it?
Yeah, it will. Thankfully. You know, there's just nothing on RuneScape that compares to farming, you know?
Yeah. It's like your virtual crack, isn't it? You disgusting
man. We need
man.
To write a song about farming.
No, we don't. We
yes,
need to write a song about
do.
How you're addicted to it, like crack.
Like, there's just like a song about farming. If anybody has any lyrics ideas, PM me, please. Anyways, back on topic, granite 2-kilogram has increased.
Farming is a lame skill. Anybody who does it, I'd like to kill. There we go. There's the first two lines for you.
No, thanks. As I was saying, 2-kilogram granite went up 26,760% over the last 7 days, so good if you have the granite. What else have we got? Oh, yes, HD graphical tweaks. They've fixed up a few graphical tweak things, a few other things like right-click options and for the Ecto tokens and whatnot, but we're not going to bother with that. Oh, there's a huge list of graphical fixes that they did, so you can actually take a look at these. For instance, one of them says that the Catspeak amulet was incorrectly positioned on female characters.
Who would ever notice that?
Banda's
guess a female
cassets
character.
Were hanging down too much in the front, leading to graphical glitches. Snakeskin van braces were causing players' arms to move in other ways. So yeah, there's just a few of those, so you can read those on your own time. Oh, and we got new Jagex store items.
Oh, yay, that really made my week.
USB flash drive, 2 gigabytes.
How much?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Give me in pounds.
$8.99.
That's not bad, actually. I was expecting it to be stupidly overpriced. I think I've got a 4-gig one for £15. So
that's a heavy flash drive.
What?
That's a heavy flash drive.
No, it's quite light, actually.
Okay. Then there's also the drawstring bag for $4.99.
Okay.
And the backpack. Would you buy a RuneScape backpack?
Only if I wanted to get beaten up at school.
What about a RuneScape pencil case?
Only if I wanted to get beaten up at school.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't wear any of these things in public, you know?
No. Why would you want a backpack?
Yeah, I don't even use a backpack.
Yeah, you do. You could take it to your you could take it to university with you. Look at me, everyone.
I already have a bag.
Yeah, right, Shane. You should get a RuneScape one.
I'd wear a RSB&B hat. Would you? Anyways.
No. Only if it had my name on it.
Okay. We can arrange that.
Actually, no. I take that back.
A black hoodie is $14.99. Is that a decent price for a hoodie?
I have no idea. I don't buy hoodies. I'm not a chav.
Okay. What about t-shirts?
I don't know. How much is a RuneScape t-shirt? I paid $15.99, but that was for a Foo Fighters t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, the one I have on in the two of the holiday pictures, the red one. Huh. That was £15, but that is nice. So.
Okay. Yeah, so that's that. Oh, and Fun Orb Pool, we already talked about that. Such a good game, you know? So, there's your RuneScape updates for this week. Anything else before we move on? Maybe you want
to... I have nothing to say.
Okay, well, in that case, let's move on to the questions. Not much in RuneScape updates this week, but...
No, fairly quiet.
Yeah, first one, audio question from Hell Sponge. Must soak up information like a sponge, you know?
Hi, Shane and Dad. I have a question for Shane. What about Star Trek do you find appealing? I had some of my more socially challenged friends recommend a couple of episodes that they liked me to watch, and I really didn't find it very entertaining. So, well, I was curious, what interests you about it? I know a similar question was asked in several podcasts ago, but it was never really answered. Thanks.
Socially challenged friends.
Like Shane.
No. Not socially challenged. So, basically the question being, what's so interesting about Star Trek? I'll answer this for you too, Brad. Basically, it's not so much about the going out in space and blowing up bad guys, you know? Like, you know what I mean? Right? It's more so about the exploration, you know? And Gene Roddenberry's vision that he had for the future and how they've managed to keep that vision intact over the last 40 years, or 42 years now, and say, like, and apply it to each of the different series, you know?
Shane, you're sending me to sleep.
Basically, it's sort of enlightening, I guess you could say. There's always an episode, at least in every season of every series, that has something to pertain to something in real life, you know? So that's
killing me softly with his boredom.
So that's sort of how I see it and why I like it, because it has those kind of touches. It's like a futuristic look at our modern day problems, if you know what I mean. Like, for instance,
wrap it up.
I am wrapping it up.
Too long.
One example I'd like to give is a Enterprise episode in season 3 called
Christ,
Chosen Realm. Basically, it's about this religious cult who hijacks the ship because they need the ship to go put an end to this war back at home, and their suicide bombers and such. And by the time they actually get back to their home, they discover that the war ended 6 months ago and there's practically no one left alive and all the major cities are destroyed.
Okay, there's a happy ending for everyone.
Oh yeah, then there's another one where this,
oh Jesus Christ,
where this girl almost lost her mom and that came back. That was your cliche happy ending story.
Sending me to sleep, Shane. Sending me to sleep.
Okay, thank you, Hell Sponge. That was a nice question. I hope everybody's able to understand now. But if you are interested in getting started, I suggest The Next Generation as a point to start. Thank you.
I suggest you save your time.
Next one's from Kirby.
Hey, Shane and Brad. I've been recently listening to the old episodes and noticed the section called RSB&B Matters. What happened to this section? Thanks, guys. Kirby. P.S. Congratulations on 13 to the second power.
Well, RSB&B Matters. What do we have to say about this?
We decided that RSB&B didn't matter. Therefore, the name of the section became hypocritical. I have no idea. I can't even remember it myself.
It was before your time.
It was before my time.
Episode 25.
You ditched it on episode 25.
Yeah, or something around there. See, the reason we did that was because there wasn't RSB&B news every week. So we basically split that into our other things section that comprises now of RSB&B news, what have we been doing, and anything else that's rambling or pertinent to discussion. So that's where that went. It just got rolled into the other things section at the end. Oh, and 13 squared is equal to 169. Forgot about that.
Yay.
But 13 isn't really that much of a... 13 squared isn't really much of a computer number, so... Our next important show will be 256. Or 255, I mean.
Oh, God.
Why?
I have no idea.
Because it'll be 8 bits of RSB&B update, because if you have binary, the number 111111111, I think that's 8 is 255.
Sending me to sleep, Shane. Sending me to sleep.
Okay, Brad's going to sleep once again, so I think we should just move on to text questions. In that case, you take the first one.
Shane and Brad, what do you guys think I should get 99 in on RuneScape? Okay, first question, what do we think he should get 99 on? Fishing, obviously.
Farming.
I bet that's probably the most predictable answer in the history of RSB&B update.
And yours
other
too.
Than asking Shane the... Others than asking Shane the question, do you condone gay marriage? That's probably the most easily predictable answer question. Anyway. So we both said cliche answers. And are there any 99s planned for you guys? Keep up the good show. Magic. Is that Magic King?
Magic King, yeah.
Magic King, yes.
Just looking at his stats, for instance, don't do what everybody else does and go get fletching or cooking first. Don't do that.
I saw there was a guy talking to me at Piscatoris earlier, and I looked him up on the high scores, as I tend to have a habit of doing of people who are fishing around me. And he had 99 cooking and 99 fletching. And he asked me if I was going for 99 fishing, which, considering I told him I was 98, would be rather dumb if I wasn't. But so I said yes, and then he said, oh, but you still won't have a trimmed skill cape like me. Yes, but you've got 99 cooking and fletching. That's like the two retard 99s.
Okay, be nice.
It is, it's true. If you're going to get a 99, you should at least get one proper 99.
But as for you, I'd recommend going for woodcutting or mining, since those are already in the 70s.
Woodcutting, not mining. Mining,
yeah,
will make you go insane.
Woodcutting is fun. I had fun doing woodcutting last year.
Yeah, it's like fishing, but with mining you've got to pay a lot of attention. And uh-huh. Lots of crazy people have liked mining in the past. I think it's... possible links with craziness and psychopaths.
Okay. Are you talking about Lance?
No, Lance is the exception that proves the rule.
Okay. So, so you have 99 fishing planned.
I am 986,000 experience away from that.
Okay. For me, not really. I was considering doing one this time when I'm in school, but... I don't know. I'm thinking maybe just go back to the fundraising, do Dragon Boots and whatnot, and then raise money, because that's good money there. So raise money for that and keep doing farming on there. Farm to 20 million XP, and then after that, raise more money, and then maybe ask the people of RSB&B what I should do and let them pick my next 99.
Fishing.
No.
Everybody should vote mining, because that's a really difficult skill.
No. I'd give you a list of things to pick from, you know?
Oh, like no, that's
construction,
not fair.
Construction, agility, magic.
I'll tell you what. I want you to get 99 Slayer without getting 99 in any of the combat skills or hit points. Do
that
it.
That would be extremely hard for me to do right now, actually.
Do it. Do it, Shane. Do it.
No.
Do it. Do it.
No.
Do it. Do it, Shane.
No.
Do it. Do it.
You sound like a little kid when you're doing that.
What, like your little sister?
What?
Do it. Do it.
No. You're like, do it, do it, do it.
I could be saying you're a twit.
That's from Mage Guy 08, or Magic as he calls himself. How do you feel about the RuneScape population developing over the past few years? No doubt we've seen an influx of younger members within the last 2 to 3 years, which I think has given us a more immature and unintelligent player base from Total Plox.
Well, obviously, as the player base grows, the number of idiot pre-adolescents is going to grow, isn't it? That's, you know, the more players, the more idiots it's going to be. I think the proportion of good players to idiots, I think it's probably always the same as it was, but because there's more players, you're going to notice...
It just becomes more apparent.
More idiots. Yeah, it becomes more apparent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's certainly annoying. There are plenty of people who say and do dumb things. I counted earlier, since fishing, I have added about 20 people to my ignore list for talking inane rubbish. I swear, I was actually fishing at Piscator's earlier, and nobody was talking, and I found that sort of weird. Then I realized of about the 6 people were there, I had 4 of them on my ignore list. It just seems like all the regular Piscatoris fishers on 132 have been added to my ignore list, because honestly, most of them just talk rubbish. Although, there was a nice person the other day who asked if they could try on my hat, and then
was
me
it
being
me?
The idiot. No, it wasn't you. Me being the idiot I am, I tried to lend it, but then I forgot you couldn't lend it. But then they actually gave me the grand exchange value, and I traded it to them and then traded it back. That was nice. Those sort of people that sort of, you know, sort of restore your faith in the RuneScape population.
Yeah,
until
you know,
some retard comes running by and bats it straight back down again.
Yeah, it's hard to find those kind of people like that now, you know? Like, who would give you just stuff for free. Like, I know ages ago when I was first starting and stuff, I was actually given a rune scimitar for free, and this is when they were upwards of 35 to 40k.
Yeah.
So, I really don't think you'd see that kind of thing happening anymore.
I think, well, of course you couldn't because of the trading restrictions,
yeah.
But I just think it's just, you know, like we said, the number of players is increasing, the number of idiots is going to increase.
Mm-hmm. And as we all know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No, they don't. the more Shane opens his mouth, the stupider he sounds.
No. Rune yes. Scimitar goes for 16.3k market value right now.
Wow, they've dropped a lot.
Yes.
So, how much is a set of rune armor?
Let's see. You want the skirt or the legs?
Legs.
Oh. 154k. That's a skirt.
Well,
and
for
the legs
set.
Are 150. Yeah, and the legs are 153k.
Why legs?
153.7.
Why? So. Anyway, don't know. We covered that question. Next question. I've decided to buy a Dell at Christmas. Good boy. But I was wondering what one to go for. The XPS 420 is a little out of my price range. So, what would be the best option to go for besides that? Skill Pure.
So.
Recommend a good Dell. I don't know. I'm not
you
a Dell salesman.
If you need it for gaming, there's really not much else you can do besides the XPS 420. I can tell you that right now.
But if he just needs it for RuneScape, what about
if
that?
If he just needs it for RuneScape, I will tell you in 1 minute. If you can tell me, I think he's from the U.S., so I'm just going to do that, because for some reason my Dell is set to the United Kingdom store.
Yay, United Kingdom.
Okay, there we go, United States. Okay, but the problem that you'll come up with is they don't have standalone graphics cards. Can you tell me what country that guy's from while I'm loading this up?
I think it's Canada, but I will just check for you. If it's Skill Pure 100...
Yes.
Then... Oh, no, Scotland. He is from the UK. Why did I think he was Canadian?
Oh,
he's
so
from
I can...
the United Kingdom.
Okay, so I can load that up then. Okay. So, let's go to the desktops then. Basically... If the XPS is too much, you have to go with the Inspiron line, which basically means that you are going to get a lesser version of the processor, but really that does nothing. Like, you're not going to notice much in this day and age, right? But, you know, if you go with, say, this basic Dell Inspiron that's 529 pounds. It has a Radeon HD 3450 graphics card. That would be good enough. But don't go for don't go for that second one that's $399, because that currently that only has an integrated graphics card, which wouldn't play RuneScape HD nicely. So basically, go for one of the Inspiron models. I mean, yeah, Inspiron models, and then from there, just make sure it has a non-integrated graphics card, ATI or NVIDIA. But yeah, you can do that. Like for instance, with this 529 one, you can get a 20-inch Dell monitor with this as well. It's a good deal. Core 2 quad Q6600. That's good. Or for $329, you can go for another one that doesn't have a monitor included, but has a ATI Radeon HD 2400 graphics card. A little less, but it should run RuneScape fine, because you know, anything better than a GeForce 3 is supposed to be able to run it, so you should be fine. Just make sure it doesn't have integrated graphics. That's all you need to be sure of. Next one.
Done. Next question. Dear Brad, one, have you found a full-time job? No, not yet. Sadly, things do not happen that fast. Two, also, where do you plan to host your 99 fishing party? Those two questions are from Zerkami. Where do I plan to host my 99 fishing party? Well, I've not really thought it through majorly, but it will probably be in the ground just south of the fishing guild. I am actually hoping, I have two sort of contingency plans at the moment. If I get a genie random, I will keep the lamp from that.
You can't bake them anymore.
I'm not going to bank them. I'm just going to keep it in my inventory, and I'll have one less monkfish per run for however many. I know you can't bank them, but I would keep one of those in my inventory, and then obviously get down to under 980 experience to level, then just use that. Or if that doesn't happen, this will probably be the more likely happening. I will do the what's the quest called? It is Meeting History. I'll do that quest since it seems really short and easy, and the reward from that is Tome the Grants experience, and I'll just use that to level up.
Okay.
So either way, it will. Or
there's a bait fishing spot to the west of the fishing guild you can use.
No, I'd rather just get it right by the guy who sells the cape, so I can get it by my cape, log out, bye-bye everyone.
It's no fun.
Well, it's not like you can have that much. Okay, we can go back to Shane's house and wreck it.
No.
Yeah, we can go back to Shane's house and wreck it.
When are you aiming to have this done by?
I figure the party is going to be on a Sunday, and it will probably be around 9 p.m. GMT. Yeah, probably 9 p.m. GMT on a Sunday. So that will probably be early to mid-afternoon for Americans.
Yeah, but like October.
No, I think I might actually have it by the end of September. I don't know, but I'm thinking, if I just pull my calendar up here, I think I'm probably looking at the 21st of September at the earliest, or possibly the 28th. It should be one of those two Sundays.
Oh, nice. That's coming quick.
Yep. But you never know if I have a lot of... No, actually, I'm not going to get it by the 14th. I'm not even going to say that. It probably will be the 21st, I'd imagine.
Okay. Thank you, Zerkami. What's the worst thing about being a teenager? And for Shane, what's the worst thing about being your age? If you can help, don't state
Shane
the obvious example.
Shane
hormones
is
in school from Wildy 277.
Shane is 65.
Yeah, I like how he says your age, you know?
Yeah, because he doesn't know what your age is. the worst thing about being a teenager...
I'm only 3 years older than you.
4 years, isn't it?
Three, four, I don't know.
Three and a half. No, okay. More like four, because I'll turn 18 in December and you'll be 22 in February.
Okay. So on the upper side of 3.75.
Yeah. But anyway, so what's the worst thing about being how old you are?
I don't know.
Hemorrhoids? It's hemorrhoids, isn't it, Shane?
No.
I hear they become a problem when you get older.
I don't know. It's really not that much of a problem being this age, you know?
Well, there's nothing.
Like that, I don't know. It's mainly has to do with school and stuff like that, you know. For me, at least. That's what I gotta say. Just.
What's wrong with being my age? I never really had any of the stereotypical sort of, you know, teenage, like, I think I used to get, I probably still do to an extent, quite bad mood swings when I was younger. That was probably the worst.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Not as bad as I used to get them. It's really weird, though, you know, one minute you're happy, next minute you're sad, happy, sad, happy. It's sort of like being a woman, you know, emotionally unstable. No offense, Trudy. I think I've just, you know, alienated the 0.01% girls who may be listening to this and branded myself a chauvinist pig. But I think I've done that in previous episodes anyway.
Mood swings, like when you throw the Xbox controller, you know?
I did that once, and that was stupid Call of Duty veteran mode when I died like 16 times in a row on the one spot. Because the stupid guy wouldn't open the door fast enough.
Okay, so what else troubled you?
The only thing, as sort of like stereotypical being a teenager that annoyed me is I always had really, well, not, I didn't have terrible skin, but I had sort of bad skin. I used to get sort of, I guess you'd class it as acne, but it wasn't that bad. And it's a lot better now, but a couple of years back it used to be worse than it was now. And that's really sort of saps your self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I hate having bad skin. That's the one thing that most annoys me is I see these people with lovely, smooth skin, and I think...
In real life?
No, on the internet.
Okay, well, yeah, on the internet, that's because they Photoshop themselves.
No, in real life, I see them, and I think, God, I hate you.
Okay. Thank you, Wilby, 277. Yeah, I never really had many of those problems that you described, like mood swings, you know?
You never had mood swings?
No.
I think Shane was like a test tube baby and he was engineered to never, you know, to be like completely placid and impartial to everything.
It does feel that way, you know, like that I'm able to do that for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Able to do what?
Be impartial about things.
I think Shane's gonna, you know, like, because Shane's had such a normal, well, not normal, Shane's had such a, like a quiet life up to now. I think in the next 10 years, he's probably going to, you know, start doing drugs, gambling, drinking heavily, probably get into prostitution, racketeering, money laundering, all this crazy legal stuff. And your parents and I will look back.
I don't think so.
Used to be so normal. Well, no, not normal. You were never normal. He used to be legal. Now everything he does is illegal.
Yeah, I don't think so. Moving on. Dear host of RSPNB Update, what are the thoughts on the LHC? Do you think it'll prove what it was meant to prove and was really worth the price? Also, is there any possibility of the Earth getting sucked into a black hole from Xbox Legacy? So, what's your thoughts on this first, before I offer up the scientific standpoint?
I think, you know, whereas I'm adverse to blasting rockets into space for no good purpose.
Of course it's a good purpose.
Shut up. I think this is actually, I think I'm supportive of it. I think if they can, you know, they can give conjecture evidence that, you know, the world may have been started by the Big Bang or a Big Bang, then I think that's good. But you just know all the people, you know, all the creationists who believe God made the Earth, even if they manage to prove it, right? Even if they manage to say,
yeah,
we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Earth was started by a Big Bang, the crazy religious people will say one of two things. They will either say, well, God started that Big Bang, or they will say, that evidence was put there by the devil to test our faith. See? So really, we get nowhere, because that is what they all say. You just know it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my. Yeah, and if any of you guys are still wondering about Brandon myself's religious orientation, I guess you'd call that a religious stance. I think you just realized it.
Well, we've made fleeting references to it in the past. We are both committed Jews.
No.
We go to the synagogue and we wear our little hats. Is the synagogue Jewish? If not, I've just made a serious Is the synagogue Jewish place of worship?
I don't know.
Let me Google this. Synagogue, come on, please. Synagogue is the hall of prayer. Synagogue's contrary spaces. Jewish worship, yes, I didn't make an idiot of myself.
Okay. Yeah. But, yes, I actually think it's a good thing that has to happen. It's part of scientific progress. We haven't really had major scientific breakthroughs of this magnitude since Einstein died. And people say if he would have had another 5 to 10 years, he would have completed his so-called theory of everything. But he didn't, so we're left to figure it out from there. But
perhaps he did that, or perhaps God smote him to stop him from discovering it.
But I don't know. It's either going to happen slowly over the next 20-some-odd years or so, or it's just going to start happening once we get the supercomputers, because within 25 years or so, we're going to have computers that are as smart as the brightest people on Earth. And we'll be able to solve these things.
I take issue with you on this, because while a computer may be able to do seriously intelligent things, I don't believe that one computer can ever be smarter than the human being. Or that you cannot... Okay, no, I think that's the wrong thing to say. I don't think humans and computers will ever have comparative intelligence.
They will. They will.
No.
They will. They will in 25 years. I'm betting that they will. They will. That's the way things have to go.
Okay, let me see. When I'm 42 in 25 years and you're 46, we will reconvene on this subject and I will be proven right, because that's how things go. I say something and then 6 months to 25 years later people realize I was right.
Just like you were right about going fishing.
Shut up.
Anyways, yeah, it has to happen. I think that it's going to be definitely interesting what we see in come October when the particles actually collide together. Worth the price, yes. Any possibility of a micro black hole being created? Absolutely not. For anybody who isn't aware of astrophysics phenomena, particularly black holes are supermassive and require immense amounts of energy to be created. Just to give you an example, suns, when they die, can either A, go supernova, burn out
no
into
sound
white
effects, please.
Burn out into a white dwarf, which is what ours is going to do, or turn into a black hole. And just to give you a bit of an idea, our sun currently does not have enough mass to turn into a black hole.
Wow.
So if our sun doesn't have enough mass to turn into a black hole, how can we create a black hole by smashing two atoms together?
I was sort of hoping that it would create a black hole, because I'd really like to know everyone was going to die. I myself would be fine with it, but I would just like the terror and havoc and confusion and misery it would wreak on everybody else. I think that would be amazing. The world's going to end. Yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
Eventually. Next question, then, please.
You just
are we done with this one there?
And you just know if they did. If they did, you know, accidentally do something that was going to end the world, all the religious people would go, God is punishing us for our Anyway, I am finished with that now.
Okay.
What is the most awkward situation you have been in? That question is from Getness. Awkward situation. I can never pull these things off the top of my head. To be fair, there probably are a lot of awkward situations I've been in over the course of my life.
Your dad came in to join us that one time?
I promise never to discuss that in public, and if you keep mentioning it, I will have to tell secrets I know about you. I know things about you, Shane, that you wouldn't want the general public knowing, but I forget you have editing rights on these shows. God damn it! If only this was live, I could really threaten you, but...
Okay, so what kind of secrets are you talking about then?
No secrets. I'm not going to bother, because I'm just going to edit it out.
No, just tell me.
No, I'm not. Anyway, awkward situation. Well, this one here right now is pretty damn awkward, I'll have to tell you that. So, yeah. I really can't think.
Yeah, I don't. I have a tendency to not get myself into awkward situations. Well, unless you want to count question 2 weeks ago about who would you go gay for? Yeah,
and you didn't have the guts to say Chief's name when we all know it's true.
Oh, please. What about you?
No, me neither. I can't think of anyone.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. There are either none or they're too awkward to remember, you know?
Yeah.
But, anyways, yes. Yeah, actually, that question 2 weeks ago would have been the most awkward in recent time. Just, know that what Brad says is not true. Thank you.
What is not true?
Thank you, Getness. Next one.
Next question. Stalling for time. Anyway, hello, Shane. Where is the temporary directory screenshot file on the Windows platform when you press the print screen key? I would like to know. Thanks. Questions from Brian.
You know, it doesn't actually store it in a temporary folder. It stores it in the clipboard. The Windows clipboard, so when you press Control V, you're able to copy it or paste it into Photoshop, Paint, Word, etc. Now, the clipboard is an imaginary object that is stored in system memory. So, in effect, you would need to do some Windows API programming to access what is in the clipboard. So, yeah, good luck with that. The Windows API is known for being very confusing and undocumented. Lots of undocumented features in there that you only learn from programming in a great amount of time. So good luck trying to find how to access the clipboard. But that's where it's stored, in the clipboard. There's no temporary files. Thank you, Brian. Oh, we're on to tech news already. Okay. The Bill Gates and Jerry Seinfeld ad. What'd you think about that?
Most confusing ad ever.
I know, that was actually the title on Dig. The most confusing ad this year, or something along the lines of that. Because the link will be in the notes, but if you watch it, you'll realize that you're not sure what the heck this is supposed to be about, because they're like shopping for shoes, you know?
It's right? Really weird. Yeah, I can't figure it out.
I know for me it took until the last 25 to 20 seconds of it to actually figure out that it was for a Microsoft product. What about you?
It took me until I saw
the logo thing?
The logo, yes, at the very end.
Yeah. So, like, granted, we knew what it was coming into it beforehand, but, like, is this trying... I don't know. Like, this could be, like, sort of the prelude to another attack on those Get a Mac ads, you know? But, I don't know, could this just be, like, the building up the characters and whatnot, and, like, prepping, like, a story arc or something, you know?
I don't know. It could be building up for some sort of product release, but nothing they could release would really be that exciting, would it?
Yeah.
Oh my God! There's a releasing some new software. How exciting! No.
I know. I think it was like they gave Seinfeld $10 million to do this.
Really?
Yeah.
$10 million. I don't like Jerry Seinfeld. He's a dick. I saw him on it. He was on some chat show I happened to be watching a couple of months ago, and he acted like a real dick.
Really? Okay, so watch this ad. Tell us if you're confused as well. We are. Speaking of things that are more exciting, new iPods, new iPod Nanos.
Yay, that's exciting. New rehashes of old drawn-out products. Yay.
Actually, yeah, maybe, sort of, but they got 9 colors this time. Silver, black, purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, red, and pink. You know, that what they're doing with this is rather interesting, because there's a new feature on it called Shuffle, and the iPod has a motion accelerator in it, so if you want to change your song, like shuffle them, you just give your iPod a shake.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if you shook it accidentally?
Well, that's
no,
what that
I didn't
whole,
want to. I didn't
what
want to change
button
songs.
Is for. That's what oh, that right. Hold button is for. But I don't know, and like if you change it, the orientation, the screen display will change, and you can use it like that for watching videos. Apparently it's a 2-inch screen. That's pretty big. But
yes.
I don't know, I have to say I like these better than the fat ones they had. But, so, take a look at them. Good time for a new iPod. They got HDTV shows now in the iTunes store, with getting NBC back, so that's good. For those of you guys in the U.S., new version of iTunes called iTunes 8, with a new feature called Genius, which is sort of, you know that Pandora website?
Yeah.
That's what Genius is sort of like. It scans your library, and then, will give you recommendations like Pandora used to. And then from there, it'll either go into your own library, or if you don't have the song, you'll be able to listen to it, then buy it.
That's a pretty good idea. That Pandora was a very good service until I was blocked from using it because I live in the UK.
Yeah. So, that's that. And the iPod Touch also got an update. Sort of just a difference on the back thing, and new ones sold will actually have the 2.0 firmware now. So, it's good. But definitely check this out, and if you have an iPod Touch, you'll be happy. So, I don't know, I think this was an all-around good update. But you showed me that story. Remember that story about the Apple people always complaining?
Yes, Apple people always do complain.
But like they were expecting something else, like new MacBooks or something along the lines of that. But in all honesty, do you really think this would be the time to ship something like that?
Why do they always go nuts for new MacBooks? The only thing besides the iPhone and the iPod Touch, which basically is an iPhone, the Mac have been able to do... Well, they haven't been able to do anything besides those things, besides new hashes of old models. Why do people care if they bring out a new MacBook? It's just slight variations. Ooh, changes. Ooh, who gives a shit? Only Mac fanboys would get excited about this.
People think that people are getting excited because they think there might be a tablet coming.
I remember as well, there was some stories on Dig about people were excited because they thought there might be a black MacBook Pro. Oh my God, it's a different color! You could get the same effect with a normal, you know, a can of spray paint. I can't believe people get so excited because, oh my God, it's a different color. Seriously, people are sad. I despise people.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wouldn't upgrade just for a black one or a different color, you know. I actually still think mine's pretty good.
Boy, that's because you're a racist. You would think that.
Thank you. So, Rance, now, you take the first one. And you were saying about Rance having problems recently?
It's getting really difficult to get good rants. It was hard before because there was either rants that were too long or too short, as I'm sure I've said before. But now Jagex, as many of you I'm sure know, if you browse the RS forums regularly, they've changed the rants and the suggestions for them. They've basically merged them into one, which is now called Game Feedback. But the majority of people in this forum seem to be treating it as a suggestions forum, since they make these annoying bloody threads where they suggest their retarded ideas. And they go, you know, supporters list and all that crap. And it's really annoying to find half-decent rants, which is where the rants are getting crap. I call for abolishment of this section, but whatever. Anyway, this is... I can't even remember what this is about. Okay, yeah, this is about summoning a bounty hunter. Hi all, welcome to my thread. My last one died because I went away for the weekend and no one bumped it. Oh, well. Wow, starting on a high note. Anyway... Before you say I'm just complaining and bitter because I've raised summoning, I'm not level 112 Allure anymore. Well, you're wrong, because I believe that we should be able to raise our stats and not have to suffer for it. Being a new skill and all, I wanted to raise it. This thread is about how Bounty Hunter is unfair for low levels or summoning being too expensive. Or whatever, this thread isn't. It's about our combat level. Why is it summoning makes up part of our combat level, but we can't use it in Bounty Hunter? Here's the problem. The creators have an increase of 12 levels now to cater for summoning. How to be completely fair, then everyone would have to be 96 plus summoning. This isn't the case. For example, a level 16 versus another 16, but one is, say, 60 summoning and another is 1. The person with 60 summoning is at a clear disadvantage, even though they're the same combat level. The fight should be pretty even, depending on which combat path each has taken. This is seen a lot with people staying on one summoning getting 112 combats. They can stay in the medium creator, which is meant for people under 12 levels to do which they are. So my solution, make summoning not contribute to a combat level in Bounty Hunter and revert the creature's level cap to the same as F2P. The reason I don't want Jagex to just allow summoning is there because there's already enough 2 versus 1 and not enough 1 versus 1 with PJs and everything in between. Familiars would just be a negative. So he's complaining about the
combat effects and how people are able to like misrepresent themselves.
Yeah, I agree with this, actually. It's, you know, people are able to abuse the system.
If you're not able to use summoning there, the level should not count. I think that's the simplest solution, and that's what this guy suggested. But as to why summoning was allowed in the first place, who knows?
I think it's a good skill, but we were actually discussing the other day, weren't we? It should not contribute to combat.
Yeah, it's pouch making when you look at it, you know? It's sort of like a mini version of Herblore.
And I think most of the benefits that people actually use it for, the only reason I would seriously consider leveling my summoning is for the familiars that give benefits to skills, not for combat reasons, like, you know, to get the Granite
They're
Lobster.
They're crap in combat.
Yeah, exactly. So basically their main advantage is for the skill boosts.
Yeah, okay.
So
good
this should not
for a change. The next one. I've never seen so much malice and hate in a minigame. I go into clan wars free for all, dangerous, and I see people dying. Their killer flaming their death with the usual noob, nerd, sad. The kid tries to get to his grave and gets barraged and then DDS spec'd. I go in to help the kid and get the level 128 plus mage off him, and I'm fighting him as, why are you doing this? Just let him get his stuff. He replies, are you stupid? Noobs don't deserve to live, let alone play this game. There are many other cases like this. I know you have seen them. Are you trying to create a minigame where players do not kill to make a profit to earn money, but just to kill or hate? This is creating a new brand of RuneScapers out to hurt. More and more people come to kill others just to lose their items. You know, that is a point, that there is no level cap on the free-to-play or free-for-all dangerous portal, you know?
Yeah, but I think this main rant is about how the game turns people into assholes.
Yeah, but I can say if I had high combat stats and the ability to ice people and whatnot, I would go in there to beat up on the peers sometimes.
Well, that's because, you know, the whole internet formula of, you know, an enmity plus a crowd turns people into assholes.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but it is a good point about this, that what's the point of this besides just one big blood sport, you know? Like,
that's not the point of the rant. The point of the rant is the attitude people are taking, the way it's turning people. But I think it's always going to be like that in competitive games.
It was like that back in the old days with PKing, if you remember. Like, that's how it was, except it was just a bigger, unrestricted area, so.
Yeah, it'll probably always be that way.
You can't change the way people are. It's just the more things change, the more they stay the same. Again! It keeps coming up, doesn't it?
Yep.
And it's right, right?
Yep, right.
Good. It's right. You finally said that quote is right.
No, it's not right. I didn't realize what I was saying.
You said it was right.
I didn't say it was right. Shut up. I did not know. No.
Yeah, you
Let's
did.
Just move on. Other things.
So, yes. Other things. Yeah, we got some events coming. We're going to have more events than usual this month. We're going to have Ryan and Schwa's events that they did for the events crew this month. We're also going to have two other events. And for those, let's see, how should we put this? Put it as, think of existing RuneScape minigames, but with RSB&B spin put on them.
So they're going to be rubbish, basically.
No, they're not. I'll tell you more about it after the show. But that's
okay,
just watch the forums for the topic on that. You can also go to the Informer at informer.rsbnb.com to check out Paul's article on Google Chrome titled "The Next Major Browser" with a ? But, you know, it does have it's very minimalistic and such, but you can read the article. And there's a topic about the Google Pokeball, which you can watch at the end of the article. So that's interesting. And we also got the YouTube channel. Weekly videos have resumed there. This week's is a tutorial on making your own clan banner from Chief Snake. Next week we got a few more coming, over the next few weeks, I should say. So check that out. That's youtube.com/RSBNBstaff, capital R, capital S.
Woo!
Bit of a skill of the month update for you guys. So this month's skill of the month is thieving. Wow, and it's sort of gone dead already.
It's gone dead already. We're not even halfway through the month.
Ryan 1 is winning, followed by X-Blades, then Mark. Warren is in third with only 429k XP.
So what's the experience numbers?
Ryan 1, 2.1 million. X-Blades, 1.6. Mark, 1.1. And
relatively high thus far.
Yeah, the gains have gone sort of flat for some reason. I don't know why, but that's interesting. Everybody just stopped. So check that out, rspnb.com/SKOTM. So, Brad, what have you been up to?
I did a charity bike ride on Monday.
You can see a picture of that in the forums.
Yeah, real life picture topic. That was 23 miles.
With
really
your dad.
Tired at the end of that. Yeah, with my dad. I also got 98 fishing.
Woo.
That's about it.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's why I said that's about it.
Okay. For me, school, of course, going 3 days a week right now, 4 days next week. I've been working on RuneWire, too. That's coming along nicely.
RuneWire.
Yes. As I said before, spiritual mages, those are always nice. So, that's pretty much that. And you can see like a smile on your face when you're doing that bike ride there.
Yeah, it's because I'm smiling for the camera. As soon as I was past the camera, I was back to my swearing, spitting, and unhappy face.
Your dad has an interesting helmet there.
Yeah, he always goes over the top with the equipment. If you look on the picture, can you link me quickly to the picture?
Yes.
I assume you have it open. If you look at his... come on, load faster, Image Jack. if you look at his left shoulder, there's something hanging... There's a blue thing hanging down. Can you see that? It's hanging down to the middle of his t-shirt. That's called a camelback. It's a thing he has, which is basically like this little rucksack you wear. It's really tiny. It has water in it, and you suck on the end of that thing, and you can basically have...
Wow.
I didn't have anything. I just had my helmet, and that was it. So, but basically, the one thing I regret is he has gloves on, which is why you can barely see him giving the thumbs up. Look at my hands. I did not have gloves on. And the next day, the worst thing that hurt was my hands. I could not, to clap my hands would really have hurt. To pick anything heavy up, it would have been agony on my hands. My palms were like really soft and it was horrible. So that's the one thing I regret is I should have worn gloves.
Okay. So that's that. Non-RS media and then real life pictures topic. So I think are we done for this one then?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, with that said, RSBB update 169 is done. We will see you guys next week.
Goodbye.